You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center. Ranked number one in the nation by U.S. News and World Report. Learn more about MD Anderson at makingcancerhistory.com. Avengers Endgame is gunning for Avatar's box office record. By Angela Watercutter. Hello and welcome to another Monday edition of The Monitor, Wired's entertainment news roundup. Today, much like last week, we're talking about Avengers Endgame, which is still ruling the box office. What else? Spider-Man Far From Home has a new trailer, and the British royal family has a new baby. Let's get going. Avengers Endgame might break Avatar's box office record. In less than 2 weeks, Avengers Endgame has brought in more than $2 billion globally at the box office. That makes Marvel's latest the second highest-grossing movie ever, behind Avatar. But here's the thing. It took James Cameron's film 47 days to cross that threshold, and it took The Avengers just 11. Will Endgame break Avatar's $2 billion record? Ask us again next week. Here's a new Spider-Man Far From Home trailer. So, Spider-Man Homecoming was pretty awesome, but a lot has happened to Peter Parker since he found his hero calling and joined the Avengers. Like, for example, that whole fight with Thanos thing. Now, in his next movie, he's got his own baddie to take on, Quentin Beck, aka Mysterio, Jake Gyllenhaal. Watch the trailer, but, as Tom Holland, Spidey warns in the intro, don't watch it if you haven't seen Endgame. There are spoilers. Yeah, you think? Meghan Markle and Prince Harry had a baby. On Game of Thrones, the rightful heir to the Iron Throne is hotly debated, and getting harder to determine by the minute. Here on Earth, though, the heir apparent to the British throne is much more concrete. It's Prince Charles, FYI. Now we also know who is seventh in line for the crown. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle had a baby boy on Monday. Maybe now the internet conspiracy theorists will be convinced?